What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike. And in studio, we have two guys here who are going to be at the Nama stage this weekend at Denver, tonight and tomorrow. And the name of their tour kind of sums up where America is right now. It is the Divided Comedy Tour. I'd like to welcome Ty Barnett and Ian Harris. What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the Mile High City.
Yeah, you guys have put us through a lot of emotions.
It took you a lot of work to get to the studio today.
We drove through a blizzard.
Yes.
I think Han Solo had to rescue us on one of those wontons. Cut up one of the bellies. We had to sleep in it for
sleep
about
inside
an hour.
Of it, yeah.
You know?
Because you guys were in Colorado Springs yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was
a
record high temperature yesterday of 76 degrees.
Yes.
And then a blizzard.
That's Colorado. You'll get all four seasons in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, right.
It's a beautiful thing. And you know, us here in Denver, we're looking out the window because we've been hearing about snow all week, and we woke up and said, what?
What happened?
They're looking like, this is alternative weather.
Yeah. It's like, you guys had issues getting here with 0 inches of snow?
Exactly.
That's so crazy. Like, Ian calls in, like, we're not going to make it. And he's like, sure you're not going to make it because of the weather.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But down south, it was a lot worse than it was up here. You guys got the brunt of it, but you plowed through it. You made your ways.
Yeah.
We want to thank you. You guys are going to be here at the Nama stage. You're here tonight and tomorrow. And the tour, it's called the Divided Comedy Tour. And as I understand it, this is the first time you guys have hit the station since the election for this.
Yes.
So
yes.
It seems like it's even more divided after the election than it was before.
Just to clear it up for everybody out there, we've been calling this Divided Comedy Tour for what, 2-3 years?
Yeah. About 3 years.
So just so you guys know, we got in on the ground floor of the hatred. All right.
You guys were divided before divided was cool.
This is all hipster now.
Exactly. We both got to get full beers.
And we thought it was funny. And somebody asked us at the show last night. A young lady was like, so why do you guys call it divided? Because that kind of seems that we are a divided country. And I was like, well, we kind of called it this before. But the whole point of our tour is that you see two different people. Yeah. You know, Ian, this white guy, Ty, this black guy, from two different backgrounds, different beliefs. But we've been friends for like 17, 18 years. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're colleagues as well. So we put this tour together to show people that you can be different, have different views. Because at the end of the show, we come together on stage to do our Q&A. And that's what we leave people with, is seeing two different people, two different backgrounds.
Yeah.
Two different views still coming together. So that's why we still call it divided.
And it just so happened that now the name just next level meaning.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like people thought you started it because of this. It's like, no, you guys have been doing it for years.
Yes.
Right. And the funny thing is we do the Q&A thing. And at the end, we come together. We each do our own set. And at the end, we come together. We do some comedy together. And then we do a little Q&A. And sometimes it's hilarious. And last night we were in Colorado Springs. And I was like, well, this is divided. I can't even repeat some of the questions that we got.
Yeah.
But there were questions that I was like, is this 2017?
Last night's Q&A got real.
Colorado Springs is a little different than Denver. You'll probably have a different set of questions.
Yeah.
What's
wrong with separate water fountains? Really? Is that what you want?
Those people in Colorado Springs are a different breed. That's why we put blizzards in between to make it difficult for them to come up here. So we're going to have the tickets at comedy, 1031.com so you can get those and pick them up. And so how did you two meet?
I was working in Seattle where he was living.
Okay.
And, the Seattle Underground, and, we worked together, and that was like 2000, 2001, I don't know, it was 2000. And then, and I thought he was funny. And, I said, hey man, I'm in LA. If you ever want to come down to LA, hit me up.
Nice.
And like a couple weeks later,
showed up with my luggage. I'm here.
And I was like, I just say that. I don't want.
It's like one of those times where you're like, come by the house anytime. And you think they'll never call when I'm here. You got a bed ready?
We just gave Fox a new idea for a sitcom. Hey, this black guy just showed up on my doorstep.
Starring anyone but us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But no, so.
You guys could be the executive producer.
As the black guy, Aziz Ansari.
Oh, my God. But no, we've known each other about that time, and he was one of the first real friends that I had in Los Angeles, and so but we had never really worked together, so time had went by, you know, we know each other's family and stuff, And we were just sitting around one day and said, man, we've never done a show together. Yeah. And at the time, it wasn't really the political climate that it is now. But we were like, man, wouldn't that be something if we kind of go up there and you give your view about certain things and on? And so we put the tour together. And from that, people don't understand. Like, I used to sleep on this dude's couch. You know what I'm saying? So that's how much we've been, how long we've been friends. But the cool thing about coming together for the tour was, dude, I really don't, because he's an atheist, and he'll tell you more about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to heaven.
Tell you more about that.
So it's just a little different, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not a vegan. I don't talk about it that much.
But that's another reason why, like, when we came together, knowing our past and everything like that, it just made more sense because we're comfortable around each other, even though some of our views are totally different.
Well, I think the misconception is that if you have differing beliefs or different opinions that you just can't get along with somebody, because I might be a little more on the inside, but I got friends who are very religious. I got friends who, you know, believe dinosaurs weren't around and that, you know, or, I mean, and but I can get along with them even if I don't believe anything they're saying.
And, right. And that's the key. That right there is the key. As long as you just be civil, because my grandma's religious, like deeply, like not Jehovah's Witness deep.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's the only person I know with a tattoo of the Last Supper.
Yeah. just all across the back.
It's nice. It's actually across the chest.
Oh,
and
okay.
When
okay.
it would get bigger, you would have to fill in people. but that's what I'm saying. Like, so to have these different views, and still be able to put a show together is what's worked. And like I said, we've been we always feel like we're adjusting things from show to show. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that's been constant is the coming on stage and the Q&A part. It's one of the most fun parts for us.
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, we do our set and these are the jokes. We're doing the jokes for you. But that Q&A is so, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's become one of the most fun parts of the tour so far.
Well, I think that's probably one of the unique thing. I think, you know, a lot of times when I'll go to a show, you can kind of get a vibe that people want to kind of ask something of them about. Right. And so that's kind of cool that they get you have a little opportunity to have some interaction with the crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, get some feedback from both of you guys.
And anytime anyone starts heckling, we can just go, hey, you'll get your turn. Don't worry about it.
Wait
you 20 get to
minutes.
Speak. It's
yeah,
okay.
Wait about another 20-25 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You get your shot.
But people do have, you know, people do have questions because that is the thing. We are bringing together different audiences. You know, like if I just do my show and you come to see me, you know what you're coming to see. And if you don't, then you should have probably read the newspaper or whatever article because you didn't just happen to come across this show accidentally.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you come to this show, you might not know which direction it's going to go. Mm. So sometimes we get people who are like, well, I didn't expect to hear that. So some people have concerns.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Excuse me, I'd like to help you
don't
save
have,
your soul.
Don't have any John Caparulo moments where a Trump guy throws a glass at you.
No. Yeah.
It's like, do you know what show you were going to? What jokes did you think you were going to hear?
I will put it this way. One of the questions we got last night, everybody in the audience was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And so they looked over at the person that asked the question, and then they looked at us like, yeah,
which one? Have fun with that
how
one.
You
can you say what the question was? Is it possible?
Well, there was a couple. Well, yeah, we can say it. Well, one lady goes, why can you say the C word? She didn't say the C word.
Yeah, right.
And I can't say the N word.
And she did say the N word.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, she didn't say the
word. She didn't say the word. She said she can't say. But she
said the word. I'm like, well, first off, you just said both of them, so I think you can say them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like our thing was, well, why do you want to say that word?
Yes.
Like, that's the weird thing. You can say it, but just let's
why?
What's your point?
Why do you have the desire to?
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
But see, that was the cool thing about it, even though it was an uncomfortable moment, it still was like, okay, cool. Let's just say it.
Let's talk about
and
it.
And say that. And so we did say the same thing. Like you said, why would you even want to say it? And then you get audience members like, yeah, but you still had a few people like, no, seriously, we want to know why.
Yeah.
and then the guy's like raising his hand in the back, raising his hand. And we're like, okay, what? And he goes, well, to Ty, he goes, well, you all say it to each other all the time. Why is that okay? Like, you know, and he's like, you mean like black, why can black guys say that? He goes, really? Like, that's your question?
Yes.
But it was just like,
apparently we missed quite a show last night at Colorado Springs.
Yeah. It was a good show, though. It was,
but it's become such, but we love that, though, because, you know, we have, like I said, our material, but we also like to, you know, every show is a new experience.
Yeah.
So for us, it's become this thing of, now it's we look forward to it as opposed to, oh man, we don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
So last night it was a testament to the fact that we stuck with it because, you know, the audience really was like, huh, let's see how this Q&A is going to go
now.
You know?
And it wasn't, there was some funny moments, but Sometimes it's people sometimes ask it gets funny serious. Questions and it's just we're making jokes and it's fun. And last night it was like, all right, this is a town hall.
That's
what it turned into. It's like
I have a sneaking suspicion Denver will be a little bit different, but we'll see. And like I said, we'll have the link up for tickets at comedy1031.com. And where can they find you guys, like, on social media?
What's that?
Yeah, right.
Where they could get the tweets and the, you know, all that. MySpace.
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. Well, my MySpace handle is, I'm still on Friendster.
Ian Harris 69.
No, but for me, honestly, if you guys go, you can find us Divided Comedy Tour .com, and then yeah, I mean, I'm on Facebook and Twitter. My stuff is all at Comedioker, so like comedy and mediocre pushed together. Comedioker.
Skills.
And just to let you guys know, tonight, if anyone wants to come out tonight, it's completely sold out, which is good. Tomorrow we got about 20-30 tickets left for Saturday.
So if you want, you got to get them like now.
Yeah,
like,
right now. Yeah, so please.
Be gone before. Yeah,
And also just understand that tonight's show is still going to be great. Tomorrow's show is going to be even greater. But we're in the Denver area for what, 2-3 more days?
Yeah, we're going to go up and do a friend show up in Boulder on Sunday.
Yeah, so if you got people up there too, tell them to come to the show. You can find me at comediantybarnett.com. I stopped saying the www.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
http://.
But comediantybarnett.com, and then the Facebook is comediantybarnett as well, and I'm on Twitter, tbarnett23, and Instagram, which is, come on, if you find me on one, you can
find them all.
Find on others, and check out Ian's special, by the way. Tell him.
I have a special coming out. It's called Extraordinary. But we don't know the exact air date yet. Unfortunately, we're still negotiating.
TBD.
As forever. So look for it. It's it'll either be exclusive to Amazon or exclusive to Netflix. We're in the
And then you guys watch Life in Pieces on CBS. I was recently on Life in Pieces on CBS, so check that out.
Yeah, staying busy. Staying busy. And you made time for us over Comedy 101.
No, thank you guys.
That.
No, you guys.
For real.
This is great too. That they're Denver. You don't know. You may not know how lucky you are to have an FM comedy station.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive because there's only a few. I know today's comedy's in a few markets, but this is the strongest one. We play a lot of them, and you guys are lucky here. Like anybody else, you got to go get serious.
No, this XM. Is, and
this
we were
is
listening
really
to,
cool.
We were listening
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that is.
I shouldn't have even said
the only option you have is Comedy to 103.1.
But seriously, people in Denver,
we were listening
this is
to
so
it on
cool
the way over.
You guys have this station. It's unbelievable.
Oh, snap, we almost forgot. If you're a fan of Impressions, we almost forgot because last night I felt so bad because we didn't mention some of this stuff. If you love Impressions, you guys, Ian does, I'm not joking when I say this, about 30 Impressions. I'm not fronting. He does
30 of them.
Yes.
What's his best one?
To me, his best one is, walking is always, but, you know, a lot of people do walking.
I want to hear Ian do walking. If everybody does
there
it,
you go.
I want to hear, promote your show for tomorrow night.
Tell them to come see us.
Gotta come see Divided Comedy Tour. It's great. You know, it's going to be amazing how good it is. Time on that, Ian Harris, these guys are crazy. Good.
If I would have turned around, I would have thought I had him in the studio right now promoting the show.
My favorite one to do is Jason Statham. A lot of people like Jason Statham. He's got kind of a cool, sexy voice.
You've got a movie on the way, Fate of the Furious. I mean, good to go.
I'm working on the Morgan Freeman. That's all I got.
What's that?
I'm working on my Morgan Freeman. That's it.
Yeah.
Where are you at with it?
See, I'm Morgan Freeman. Let's go home. Okay.
Is that you do,
any
you
impression
do,
where you cover your mouth, it just helps out with it. Here we go.
I can't really do a good Morgan Freeman, but I know that if you want to practice it the way the phrase you practice is, you say, Andy Dufresne. Andy Dufresne.
Andy
Dufresne. My good friend, Andy Dufresne.
Well, tonight it is sold out, so there's only like 20 tickets left for tomorrow. Get those at the Namastage, like I said, and go to comedy1031.com. We'll have the link, and we want to thank you guys for plowing through the blizzard and getting to us, guys.
Thank you.
It's Comedy 103.1.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.